This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. Just wanted to do a quick mention of the InfoWars store. Of course, we've got Oakley gear now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This is really cool. Highest quality Oakley gear. We're proud to announce we've teamed up with the folks at Oakley, yes, the sunglasses people, to bring you the absolute best selection of Oakley gear. From sunglasses made with high-end patented technology to heavy-duty military-style backpacks and gloves. We only bring you the best, and hands down, Oakley offers some of the greatest gear out there. And again, check out the prices, check out the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got BrainForce. Now, this is something that I've championed before. If you remember, I told the story last time I visited Austin on about 3 hours sleep and completely jet-lagged. I hosted the entire three-hour radio show the next day. And what helped me a great deal was BrainForce. This really helps focus your brain. It's not only a replacement for caffeine, it does wake you up. It does kick you into high gear, but not in a jittery way. It actually focuses your brain, helps you concentrate, helps you speak better, which is why whenever I can get my hands on it, I take this before doing an interview, doing a radio show, because it really helps you focus cognitively, and that is BrainForce. See why both listeners and InfoWars crew can't stop talking about what BrainForce does for them. Rob Duke took BrainForce and was able to work throughout the entire evening editing the Lewis Farrakhan interview. He's talked about that before. Unlike some energy drinks and supplements, BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like L-theanine and alpha-GPC. And it works. I've taken it, Rob Duke's taken it, we've spoken about how it produced fantastic results for us. Go and read the independent reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, this all goes to support this network. You've seen how much we've improved in terms of our coverage, in terms of our aggressiveness, getting out there in the arena over the past 6 months or so, getting these confrontations, getting these social justice warriors on tape. It's really proven effective. We've really broken new ground, and it's thanks to you getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there's a breaking story up on Drudge Report, which is incredibly concerning. We're tracking this right now. CNN reports shooting reported at Munich shopping mall. Now, remember, we had the axe attack in Germany just a few days ago. Thankfully, nobody died. Several people critically injured. Again, from a migrant, from a jihadist, he chanted Allah Akbar as he hacked at these people on a train in Germany. Now, CNN reports gunfire rang out at a shopping mall in the German city of Munich on Friday evening, prompting a large law enforcement response to what one police spokesperson said was a, quote, shooting spree. The shooting, reported about 6 p.m. local time at the Olympia shopping mall, is over, thankfully. Police spokeswoman Claudia Kvenzel said there was no immediate information about injuries or deaths. Lynn Steen, who said she works at the Jack Wolfskin store in the mall, told CNN that the shooter was inside the mall. Quote, I heard several shots. Steen said, I was just going to buy something while my co-worker was still at the shop. People started running. I went outside as well. More people running outside. She said she heard several shots. That's a breaking story. There's more to come. Hopefully, you know, they've neutralized the shooter and nobody's died. Obviously, it sounds like some people have been injured. But again, that is breaking right now. It's up on the Drudge Report if you want to check that out. Final comment on what I was talking about before the break. Again, liberals will completely abandon their principles when it suits them and then still claim the moral high ground. Anna Kasparian is still claiming that she was in the right to say this to Alex Jones, even though it exposes her as a complete hypocrite. We've also got this, which is related. A Guardian journalist tweeted some of the, quote, nastiest and, let's be honest, sexist Hillary badges on sale at the RNC. And there are some pictures of these up on Twitter. One of them says, life's a bitch, don't vote for one, referring, of course, to Hillary Clinton. Another one says, KFC Hillary special, two fat thighs, two small breasts, left wing. So again, it's okay to call Trump a fascist, a racist, and literally Hitler, but Hillary Clinton can't handle being called a bitch. Again, complete double standards. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show after the break.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're back. Alex Jones Show Live. We're talking about how tragic the news that Union LAFD reports one dead, 10 injured in shopping center. Unfortunately, it looks like at least one is dead. Other sources are reporting several deaths, so unfortunately, it looks like there have been some fatalities. Also, ISIS-linked Twitter accounts are already celebrating the attack. Now, this is interesting because, you know, we had the Axe attack in Germany a few days ago. Last week, I was on the Alex Jones Show saying that when these attacks start happening in Germany, that's when you will see what kind of response the German people will have. Now, we don't know the identity of the attacker. They could blame it on some right-winger and use that for their own purposes. It could be an ISIS jihadist. It could be one of these migrants that's been radicalized that's come into Germany. You know, over 1.1 million of them over the past year. We don't know the details of the perpetrator. But again, we had the attack, which I've talked about before, right after the Paris massacre, where it was a football match between France and Germany. They closed the stadium down. They called off the match because they found this fake ambulance full of explosives. Now, at the time, the German government came out and said, this was all a hoax. Nothing happened. Don't worry about it. Contradicting police and ambulance workers, EMTs, who said that the explosives were real and that the German government covered up this attack. So again, it's going to be interesting how this pans out. Unfortunately, it's looking like there are some fatalities. And, you know, as I said a couple of days ago on Facebook, most people had forgotten about the Nice massacre a week after it happened. Let's remind ourselves, that only happened 8 days ago. A week later, people had basically forgotten about it. They'd moved on to the next thing. We can't allow this to become the new normal in Europe. We have to face up to this situation. We have to resolve the problem. We have to look at this policy of just letting millions of unassimilated migrants into Europe with no actual policy to integrate them. This has led to violence. It led to the Axe attack. Again, Afghan refugee. He'd been in the country a couple of years, radicalized, went Allah Akbar and started hacking up tourists on a German train. So we'll see who they blame this shooting on. But again, breaking news, AFP reports one dead, 10 injured. We'll continue to track it. But for this hour, for most of it anyway, we're joined by a regular guest, although she hasn't been on for a while, Syrian Girl, who is a geopolitical analyst and contributor for the New Eastern Outlook. Because, of course, we had this horrific video that came out a couple of days ago, which I actually watched in full. I wouldn't recommend anyone to do the same, where this young boy was beheaded by this rebel group backed by the Obama administration. It looked like this would have consequences to the U.S.'s involvement in Syria, but whether that's true or not remains to be seen. Syrian Girl, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm glad to be back here. It's been a while.
It's been a while, but we've had this big news again in Syria this week. It's really come back into focus. Before we get into the aftermath of, you know, how the media is twisting the narrative on this beheading, just walk us through this tragic sequence of events that led to the murder of this young boy in Aleppo.
I, you know, commiserate with you because I also watched the horrifying video of this child getting beheaded and also laughed at by one of the CIA's moderate vetted rebels. And the sequence goes really back to 2011 and 2012 when many governments, not just the US government, but also NATO European governments, including France, started openly arming rebel groups. Hollande, you know, he in 2012 openly said, yes, I'm arming these rebel groups in Syria. The CIA, apparently this particular group that did this beheading was CIA trained. And in March of 2015, the, you know, NATO-run media was complaining that Russia was bombing this group, CIA-trained, vetted, moderate rebel group. And the most interesting thing, you know, in these last 3 years is that they've been telling us that there's moderates and there's terrorists. There's the moderate rebels that they're arming, which are vetted and very nice, and then there's the terrible, terrible ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which every single massacre, though of course ISIS and Al-Qaeda commit numerous massacres and acts of terrorism, but every single one, you know, they're just waved off as acts of ISIS, but not protected moderates. But now the moderates have proved to be worse than ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And in fact, in the newly out video of the translation of the beheading, this moderate CIA-trained group said, we are worse than ISIS. You should see how brutal we are. That was just before they beheaded the child. So, you know, it comes to now the point where we can prove that the U.S. State Department, Obama, and his whole administration, including Clinton, put guns and taxpayers' money in the arms of something that is worse than ISIS. So I wonder, when is it there going to be some legal repercussions to that? Not only because it's against the U.S. law and is basically an act of treason, but also in the international law, because of course, if you're going to give weapons to terrorists, that is a crime. And the thing is, in 2011, you know, Syria went through a very similar thing where the first terror attack happened and hundreds of people died or 50 people died, and everyone was shocked that this is something that never happened in Syria before. And, you know, it was international news. It was obviously in the news in Syria a lot. But after, you know, some time, and the same with Iraq, you know, you get bombing after bombing after bombing, and then this idea develops that, well, Syria, you know, bombings just happen in Syria and people just die there, so we shouldn't really, you know, worry about it. And maybe it was like that all along. When, you know, I see basically what you said in your introduction, that now people, 80 people died and it's just like nothing happened. The same thing is happening in Europe. This is all connected. It didn't happen in a vacuum. These attacks are happening numerously, and the alternative media, including myself and the InfoWars program, said that this would happen as a result of the U.S. foreign policy during the Arab Spring, of giving arms to basically the most extreme, brutal, criminal elements inside the Middle East and North Africa. This was all predicted, and it's happening before our eyes. But unfortunately, because a lot of people remain, you know, uninformed or fail to make the connections, instead of getting to the crux of the argument, to the real problem, you know, we're getting misdirected. They've always intended to create this clash of civilizations. However, like, while some events that are happening may be disconnected from the geopolitical situation, I think a lot of them can be connected. The first attack that happened in France in November, I'm not sure if it was the first, but the one that happened in November, the day before that, Hollande had sent a carrier to Syria to, conduct attacks a day in advance of the attack. And then when the terrorist attack happened, he then said, now I'm going to get more involved in Syria. The same sequence of events occurred in the last Nice attack. Hollande said a day before that he has sent a carrier to Syria, and then the next day the attack happened. And it's interesting that in November, you know, this attack was tied back to Syria with the use of a fake Syrian passport that police admitted was planted at the scene. And what I see a lot, you know, in the media is reports come out of people saying, oh, the Syrian refugees did this or Syrian refugees did that. And it turns out to be either, you know, Sudanese or Somalian or Tunisian or Moroccan and Algerian and, everything else. There was one report, about the rape of a five-year-old that, you know, turned out not to be.
Well, I mean, this is the problem, Syrian girl. There's no distinction between actual Syrian refugees, and we made this point from the very beginning, and the waves, which is the vast majority of them, of economic migrants and actual terrorists who exploited that whole program to come over to Europe. Even the mastermind of the Paris attacks in ISIS's own manifesto bragged that he had exploited this migrant wave to carry out these attacks. So this is happening. Again, like you said, there's a distinction between Syrian refugees and terrorists, as well as economic migrants that are exploiting this program. Getting back to the beheading, though, again, this was completely indefensible, and yet we saw in the aftermath yet again the beheading of this boy. The neocons, the neolibs, tried to make excuses for it anyway. Explain how they tried to twist the narrative after the beheading of this boy.
The way that they twisted the narrative is insane. But just to wrap up just my last point, you know, the point is that the word refugee has become synonymous with Syrian. So a lot of reports of people that have had bad things happen to them might accidentally say that, you know, it was a Syrian. I'm not saying that Syrians aren't capable, as we saw with the beheadings. If those people were to be allowed into Europe, then, you know, they exist. There is this bad element everywhere, and specifically after they've been armed and radicalized by the CIA in Syria. But the point that I'm trying to make is they want this because they want to somehow tie it back into their regime change agenda. And the terrorist attacks, I mean, I'm sure that the European governments were counting on them because they are a way to legitimize their bombing campaigns. And as we can see, they're doing two things at the same time. They're saying they're fighting ISIS and they're giving it guns. They're saying let in the immigrants and they're saying the immigrants are all terrorists. So it's basically they're creating a scenario where two sides are going to clash.
Okay, and we'll be back after the break. But again, the point is, don't overthrow secular governments and arm jihadists in the first place. That's what caused this mess from the very beginning. That's why we were against it. We'll be back with more from Syrian Girl in the next segment. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Is there a secret Christian rapture coming? Are planes going to fall from the sky when folks are raptured away? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. It sheds light on misguided religious doctrine and challenges modern traditions. It helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. This site cuts through the religious clutter. Come join the discussion and prove it to yourself at thebiblesaysthat.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stone Show Live, and this tragedy unfolding in Munich, Germany appears to be getting worse, as it always does. Okay, first they said the situation was over 10 people injured, one dead, which is bad enough. Now they're reporting multiple deaths. This is out of RT. And I'm absolutely sick to the back teeth of reading about this, of seeing the bodies on the streets. Every few days this is happening now. Every few days. The French Prime Minister last week, Manuel Valls, came out and said, the French citizens must learn to live with this. Well, I refuse to live with it, just as we shouldn't tolerate it in other countries like Syria. And again, bringing in this mass wave of migrants is going to lead to more of this. Arming jihadists in the Middle East, toppling secular governments, is going to lead to more of this, both in Europe and in the Middle East. We've got RT reporting multiple deaths at shooting in Munich shopping mall, gunman still at large. At first they said they caught the gunman, now he's apparently still on the loose. Multiple deaths are reported in a shooting at the Olympia shopping mall in Germany, Munich, Germany. Police confirmed that shots had been fired in the mall but gave no information on casualties. According to the local news outlet, up to 15 people have been killed, while German NTV channel puts the death toll at 10. So, I mean, these death tolls always climb in every single instance, so they're talking about at least 10 people dead. Again, I warned about this on the Alex Jones Show. I said, this is coming to Germany. We've seen it in France. Every other month, France has one of these attacks. Now we're seeing it every few days in Germany. We had the Axe attack just a few days ago. Again, from somebody who had come in on this migrant red carpet a couple of years ago. Radicalized, now hacking up innocent tourists on a train. We don't know the perpetrator. This could be some right-wing radical extremists that they pin it on. Again, German security forces, intelligence have been warning Merkel that this policy will lead to resentment, to violence on both sides of the equation. So whichever way you look at it, it traces back to this disastrous policy of overthrowing Gaddafi, attempting to overthrow Assad, and then bringing in millions of unvetted migrants into Europe. This is happening every few days now. It's got to stop. But going back to Syrian girl, we're talking about the beheading of the young boy in Aleppo, how it was carried out by Obama administration-backed moderate rebels. Syrian girl, after the attack, the State Department, the U.S. State Department, came out and said that this atrocity, despite the fact that they've ignored similar atrocities for the past, what, 4 or 5 years by their so-called moderate rebels, is going to lead to a, quote, pause in the U.S. supporting these rebel factions. Do you think that claim has any credibility?
Well, as a matter of fact, they said they would pause to consider whether or not they would stop arming them. So that means they're still arming them, but they're pausing to consider whether they should stop. And, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, 3 years ago when the video came out of the rebel who was eating a human heart that, you know, he cut out of a soldier's body, which was one of the moderate US-backed rebels, the propaganda that came out was that he's just an individual, this is just an individual act, we distance, you know, the rebel groups distance themselves from him, but then no repercussions ever happened to him. And in fact, the BBC interviewed him about what his, you know, what the cause of him doing that is, and basically humanizing this demon. And now we're seeing a similar thing happening before our eyes, where they're investigating who these people are, and they were told what to say. The leaders of this rebel group that still wants weapons from the CIA said, oh, this was a mistake, an individual mistake. You know, whoops, we beheaded a 10-year-old boy. What a terrible mistake. And it's almost as if it was by accident. But the thing is, I am certain that beheadings like this have been happening all the time. I've seen it since 2012 when there wasn't even a such thing as ISIS in the picture. You know, even Jabhat al-Nusra. I've seen, unfortunately, a video of groups purporting to be moderates from 2013 where they were trying to feed a severed head pancakes. And this video is on Lively. So, this, you know, this isn't the first beheading that the moderate rebels have committed. However, it's the first one that the media has picked up because it was a 10-year-old boy and it was specifically a CIA-vetted group.
Okay, we'll be back after the break with more on that, more on the shooting in Munich. Now they're saying a possible second gunman on the loose. This continues to worsen. We'll be back with the latest on the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's
weak. We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. The latest on the shooting in Munich. The BBC is reporting, citing other media sources in Germany, second shooting in Munich. A German NTV reporter in Munich says there are also reports of shots being fired. The Stachus, also known as Karlsplatz, a large square in central Munich, about 5 kilometers from the shopping center where we saw the previous attack. The newspaper Die Welt also reports a second shooting. Police in Munich now say they believe they're dealing with more than one attacker. This is a quote from a police spokeswoman who told Reuters, we now think we're dealing with a rampage. This is getting worse and worse. It's turning, unfortunately, into what looks like a Paris-style massacre. This is absolutely horrible. We're all sick of seeing this, and yet what do we see? I mean, let's go on Twitter right now. What's the bet that pray for Munich, pray for Germany is about to start trending? You know, people are already putting Facebook profile filters of the German flag on their profile pic. No doubt. And then in a week, they'll forget about it and another one will happen. This will also happen in Syria. People will forget about that within hours. Again, this has to stop. We have to address this. We can't bury our heads in the sand. We're going to become like Israel. We're going to have an attack every single day. This is absolutely horrible, and unfortunately, it only seems to be getting worse. Syrian girl, any other points you want to finish up on the general geopolitical situation in Syria and the aftermath of this airstrike that happened a few days ago?
Yes, I do, absolutely. With the finishing off just on the beheading, one of the other things that they were saying, you know, in the video, the beheaders themselves said that this was a child and that he was a Palestinian, and they accused him of being a spy in a Palestinian militia called Al-Quds. Now there's a forged fake ID of this kid saying that he was 20 and in the Air Force intelligence and not a Palestinian, and basically a clear forgery. And some journalists, the really hardcore rebel supporting journalists that have been supporting them as moderate freedom fighters since the beginning, have regurgitated this, and it's really disgusting, because the idea is that if we can lie and say this child was not 10 but 20, that makes beheading him in such a disgustingly brutal way okay. But anyone could see that he was even not gone through puberty yet. There's a lot of things I'd like to say about the geopolitical situation. France is airstriking Syria. They are bombing specifically a city called Manbij, and that is because this is the only pocket that won't separates Kurdish-controlled areas, and they have an agenda to create a Kurdistan. And that's been the agenda since Yunnan plan that was created by Israel in 1982, that detailed that the way to divide and conquer the other countries is just to use Kurdistan. That's public information. By targeting civilians, they hope to get the civilians to leave and, you know, cause ethnic cleansing, because they're certainly not targeting ISIS. I mean, it's interesting that they can't seem to target very easily exposed truck convoys of oil trucks and ISIS trucks with tanks. Those they can't seem to bomb. But, you know, they can certainly bomb schools and hospitals and accuse others of doing the same. And the first airstrikes that happened, you know, they had it planned in advance. And the idea that, you know, these people are fighting terrorism is so ridiculous, because, as you mentioned, Valls said, you know, Europe has to live with these terrorist attacks now. This Valls, in 2012, the Prime Minister of France, said that we can't do anything about jihadists from France that go and fight in Syria, because they're not fighting France or Europe, they're fighting the Syrian government. Hence, they're not doing anything.
Exactly. He said, we should just let them come and go, basically, because they're not our problem. They're fighting against Assad. We want him not. Well, now they are fighting against France. You had the Nice attack, you had the Paris attack, you had the stabbing of a mother and three daughters. You've had the Axe attack in Germany. Now you've had this attack today. They let them come in and out of the country on a whim, because they wanted to topple Assad, who was a secular leader who was dealing with Al-Qaeda. You know, it was a fairly prosperous country for the region. Women didn't have to walk around in headdresses. Women weren't being stoned to death. And now look at it. Now look at the mess that they've created, right?
Absolutely. And they're still creating it. They're creating it before our very eyes. The vetted CIA-trained U.S. armed rebels are beheading kids. And nobody's talking about it. It's either, you know, pray for insert country and city. There's been so many now. You're praying for everything. And nothing is changing. And or you know, we got to topple Assad, because if we topple Assad, then terrorism would stop. It's ridiculous. We need a campaign to focus on the real criminals and what their agenda seems to be. Because for some reason, they don't just want to destroy Syria. Now they also want to destabilize Europe. And I said in 2012, and as did InfoWars, and we were one of the few people that actually were trying to warn about the stuff that is now happening, that, you know, they want instability in Europe as well. They want it because they need it, because the economic situation isn't to their liking, and also because it is a controlled threat. And they can control people with it. They can cause clash between people and ignore the real target, which is the globalists. It is the people in Bilderberg who are making all these decisions. You know, Brexit was something that occurred that was totally threw them off. And the coup in Turkey has everything to do with what happened in Brexit. And France, the thing that happened in France with Nice, has everything to do with what happened with Brexit and the Turkish coup.
Because we had the claims that, you know, it looked like it was going to succeed for the first couple of hours. It eventually failed. Then we had fairly credible claims that it was an inside job on behalf of Erdogan to try and root out those insubordinates within the government, within the military. What does the evidence suggest? That was an inside job, the coup?
I don't believe it is. I mean, the man had to go on FaceTime to save, to tell his people to come out on the street and protest. It was quite humiliating. The reason I don't believe it was is because a few days before the coup, about 4 days, Turkey started making statements that they were sorry for shooting down the Russian jet and they wanted to reaffirm their alliance with Russia and they want to get closer to their regional allies. This was like a few days or weeks after Brexit vote happened, and basically the EU wasn't the same EU anymore and Turkey wasn't desperate to join it anymore. So Turkey decided to maybe come up with a different foreign policy. And Turkey is also unhappy with the agenda to create a Kurdish state in Syria, because that's going to create a Kurdish state in Turkey as well. And of course, it's going to displace the Christian Assyrian population in Syria as a result. But I guess those people don't matter as long as the agenda is pushed. But Erdogan is been a criminal for the last 4 years, and there's no doubt that he has supported terrorism every step of this day. But he is not the biggest criminal. The biggest criminals were his puppet masters, which were in the White House, because obviously those people are far more powerful. And those people, there's a lot of indications that it was actually the CIA that was behind it. There was reports that came out that Russia actually tipped off the Turks. The leader behind the coup is in Washington, and Washington has refused to extradite him. If you look at the media, the mainstream media, for some reason, even though we've been calling Erdogan a terrorist supporter for ages, only now have they decided to say, yep, oh yeah, he is a terrorist supporter. France, just before, you know, the Nice attack, or maybe... Perhaps before the coup, they shut down their embassy in Turkey. I mean, France has made statements now that Erdogan can no longer be a partner against terror. It's a joke, because France itself has been openly arming terror for the last 4 years. And of course, so has Turkey. So what's really going on is France is angry that Turkey is choosing to go a different way now. It's leaning now towards trying to reverse the disaster that is created for itself with this instability, with economic problems with Russia, with taking advice and shooting down a Russian jet, all because they wanted to join the EU, which is on its way to collapsing. And this is how I read the situation. And I think that the idea that they did it to themselves, I think that it comes from, one, a hatred and distrust of Erdogan, and a lack of understanding as to why sometimes puppets are just thrown away when they're no longer, you know, doing what they're told, or they're no longer useful. Which it's a confusing situation. But no, many people died. People are in exile. Coup leaders are in jail. I don't think he did it to himself. I think that that Russia tipped him off about a CIA agenda to get rid of him and put someone else that was going to maintain the status quo and not try to make friends with Russia.
Okay, we're going to switch to what's happening in Munich now, but Syrian girl And by the way, I've retweeted a video which allegedly shows the gunman from a distance. This is filmed from a distance. It appears to show a gunman with a long gun shooting at citizens in Germany. Again, this is not confirmed. I don't know if it's actually from the scene of the attack that happened just a couple of hours ago, but if you want to play that video, it's not gruesome, so you can play it on the TV show. Again, that's allegedly footage of the first shooter. Now they're saying there are multiple shooters in two locations, maybe more locations, and this terror has come to Europe yet again. But Syrian girl, just closing comments here and tell people how they can find out more about your content on Twitter and YouTube.
Please come and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Syrian Girl Partisan, and to my Twitter account, Partisan Girl. And thank you so much, Paul. It's really a pleasure, and much respect to you and InfoWars for being one of the few sources that warned us about this, though. What is happening now?
Okay, thanks a lot. There goes Syrian Girl. Be sure to check out her YouTube channel. And again, that interview kind of got hijacked by the unfolding situation in Germany, which we're going to try and cover as it gets worse and worse, which is the case every single time. First reports were shooter in a shopping mall, one dead, 10 injured. It got worse and worse. This is out of RT headline. Multiple deaths at shooting in Munich shopping mall. Gunmen, plural, still at large. Multiple deaths are reported in a shooting at the Olympia shopping mall in Munich, Germany. Police confirmed that shots have been fired in the mall but gave no information on casualties. Other local German news sources are saying that now 15 have been killed in that shooting alone. Police are now calling it a, quote, shooting rampage. There are further reports of a shooting at Karlsplatz Square in central Munich, but this has not been confirmed, but it appears that Die Welt and other local media sources are confirming that that happened. There's a video which RT posted, as well as numerous people on Twitter, so it appears though it could be genuine. Somebody filming from what looks like a high-rise building down onto a parking lot where there may be a shooter reportedly caught on camera. There's another video which again is unconfirmed, which shows somebody with a long gun wearing what appears to be dark blue overalls randomly shooting at citizens on the streets of Munich. Again, it's not gruesome. I retweeted it. We don't know if it's genuine or not, but that's up there on my Twitter page. BBC is reporting, a German NTV reporter in Munich says there are reports of shots being fired at the Stachus, also known as Karlsplatz, a large square in central Munich, about 5 kilometers from the site of the original shooting, which was a shopping center. The newspaper Die Welt also reports a second shooting. There are no further details yet. Again, the police are calling it a rampage. This doesn't look good at all. Officers are asking people not to post videos or photos of police action. Don't support the attackers, this tweet says. Well, the only people who are going to be supporting the attackers are ISIS supporters, and they're probably not going to listen to the advice of police. Munich police are advising people to avoid public places. So again, this bloodshed has come to the streets of Europe. Again, 8 days after we had an ISIS jihadist radicalized by ISIS, he'd planned the attack for over a year, plow through, what was it, 84 dead or more in Nice, dozens and dozens more injured. This is happening every single week in Europe, in major cities. And the French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said that we're just going to have to live with it. Well, I refuse to live with it. Now, we don't know the perpetrator. We don't know what's happening right now. It could be blamed on a right winger. Remember, we've had the reports, the security intelligence within Germany saying that Merkel's policies of bringing in millions of Muslim migrants are not only laying down a red carpet for actual jihadists, and we had the mastermind of the Paris massacre brag in ISIS's manifesto that they were exploiting that migrant wave to insert jihadists into Europe to create these Muslim ghettos, which are radicalized, which are a wellspring for terrorists, because the people in those communities don't report on suspicious behavior. In the case of Abdeslam in Molenbeek, Brussels, they protected him for 3 months before he was even caught. And again, the left champions these ghettos that produce actual terrorists. Now it seems it could be happening again in Munich. Again, we don't know the perpetrator. The video that I've retweeted, you can't really tell the race or ethnicity of the perpetrator. It's a grainy video. It's from across the street. But again, police say they're dealing with a rampage. This has happened in Munich. It's happened at a shopping center. And also now reportedly in the central square in Munich, just 8 days after the Nice attack, 3 days after what happened in another part of Germany, where this Afghan refugee who was in the country for 2 years started screaming Allah Akbar while chopping up innocent tourists on a train in Germany. Now Sky News is reporting second shooting at the Marienplatz station. So it remains to be seen whether that is the same location as they said before, the square, the central square, or in fact that's the third shooting. So far they're saying two different sites for the shootings. Daily Mail reports several dead, 10 injured. Again, the city's Olympic Park was first hit. A video, and this is what I retweeted, now the Daily Mail's reporting on it, purporting to show the shooter dressed in black firing 20 shots has been posted on Twitter. The footage shows him outside a McDonald's, directly outside the shopping centre. That is on my Twitter, at Prison Planet. Again, if you want to see that, terror has again come to Europe. It was entirely predictable. I predicted it on the Alex Jones Show last week. In fact, we'll find that clip and play it after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news from Munich. Don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
We are back live On the Alex Jones Show, we've got Chuck Johnson coming up in the final hour to talk about what he experienced at the RNC. We'll also get his take on this shooting in Munich, Germany, which the police are now calling a rampage. At least two different sites, there have been mass shootings by at least two different gunmen. Again, first report said that this had ended, that the gunman had been captured or killed. That appears not to be the case. But now, thankfully, the BBC is reporting shooting at Stacker's false alarm. Earlier reports of a second shooting in the city centre were a false alarm. So that is very good news, because it indicates that this was at least a lone attacker and not somebody who's part of a cell and part of a wider massacre like we saw horrifically in Paris. So thankfully that second incident looks like it's a false alarm, but we've still got video footage, which again I retweeted. You can see it up on my Twitter at Prison Planet, which shows the shooter targeting civilians. In fact, it looks like there's another video. No, it's the same video. Again, it's an individual dressed in what appears to be a dark jumpsuit style attire with a long gun, shooting at random civilians on the street as they flee. Absolutely horrific. Police say they believe that more than one attacker was involved, with some witnesses saying they saw a gunman flee towards an underground station, which is what might tie into those other reports that there was a second shooter in a metro station. It might be the same shooter. Again, unconfirmed mobile phone footage also appears to show a man shooting outside a McDonald's restaurant. Police are describing it as a shooting rampage. It remains to be seen who the perpetrator is. But this is what I said on the Alex Jones Show just a week ago, that Germany would be the next to suffer a major attack. Here's that clip.
I'll just blame that as
sure,
well.
Sure, so what comes next? I mean, where does this all end, Paul?
Well, we're in a war. I mean, the head of the French police last week said one or two more Islamic terror attacks in France, it's civil war. Now, the French have largely capitulated. What I'm predicting is this is going to happen in Germany. There's going to be a massive attack. And there's going to be a massive backlash. There's going to be civil unrest. There's going to be riots on the streets.
So that was me on the Alex Jones Show just a week ago. Again, one day after the Nice attacks, which everybody has forgotten about, by the way. Again, these things just fly by and people forget about them. There's no reflection whatsoever. There's no actual consideration or implementation of anything right now that's going to change this from happening over and over again. As I said, that Germany would be the next to be hit. And again, it's unconfirmed who the perpetrator is. It's important to stress that at this point. But Merkel has been warned by her interior intelligence over and over again that these policies of housing untold millions of Muslim migrants in Germany with no proficient vetting process will lead to more attacks and eventually will lead to civil unrest, because you're going to have a concurrent rise in resentment on the extreme right. You're going to have clashes on the streets, and this is only going to get worse. If this turns out to be a radical Islamic terror attack, Angela Merkel must step down immediately. I mean, I called for that after the Axe attack a few days ago. Again, a Muslim migrant from Afghanistan, 2 years in the country, starts chanting Allah Akbar while hacking people to death on a train. Everybody forgot about that the day after. The French PM said, you've just got to live with it. Just get used to it. I refuse to get used to it. I'm not going to live in a world where I'm scared to go on major streets in European cities because I think I might get blown up or shot in the head. I'm just not going to tolerate that, because that's not what living in a free, open society should be about. Going to be back with more on the Munich, what looks like a terror attack. We're going to be back with Charles Johnson of GotNews.com to talk about his confrontation with Jamie Weinstein and Michelle Fields at the RNC. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.